This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House has marked the grim milestone of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths with a candlelight vigil and a message of sorrow and hope. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Five 500 lit candles glowed on the steps of the South Portico as President Biden, his wife, the vice president, and her husband bowed their heads in silence just after the president noted the 500,000 deaths topped the numbers killed in both World Wars and Vietnam.
Truly grim, heartbreaking milestone. 500,071. Dead.
He says these aren't numbers. They are sons, daughters, spouses, and loved ones.
We have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow.
And the best way to honor them is continue fighting the pandemic with social distancing and masks.
We must end the politics and misinformation that's divided families.
American flags will be lowered at federal buildings, and the president vowed
this nation will know sunny days again.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday unveiled his plan for a gradual easing of the coronavirus restrictions in the UK, stressing that his government's forecast rested on the continued effectiveness of the UK's vaccine rollout. England's coronavirus vaccine campaign is significantly reducing cases of COVID-19 with a drop of around 70% in infections among healthcare workers who have had a first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. That's according to health officials. Preliminary study findings from Scotland also showed the vaccination drive there is working markedly. This is VOA News. The investigation into the engine explosion on a United Airlines flight over the weekend is now homing in on why engine fan blades broke off. The National Transportation Safety Board said Monday night that one of the blades showed signs of metal fatigue or wear and tear. A United Boeing 777 had to make an emergency landing in Denver after one of its engines spewed chunks of wreckage over suburban neighborhoods. U.S. officials say two fan blades in the Pratt & Whitney engine broke off. Dozens of planes in the U.S., Japan, and South Korea with the same type of engine have now been grounded. U.S. authorities have arrested the wife of imprisoned Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman. AP correspondent Mike Grassi with details.
Emma Coronel Espudo, the wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was arrested Monday and accused of helping Guzman run his multi-billion-dollar drug cartel and aiding in his escape from a Mexican prison in 2015. The 31-year-old Coronel was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. She's a dual citizen of the United States and Mexico. Guzman, who headed the Sinaloa drug cartel for 25 years, is serving a life sentence after being extradited to the United States in 2017. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States on Monday imposed sanctions on two members of Myanmar's military junta over the country's February 1st coup. In a statement, the Treasury Department said the military must reverse its actions and urgently restore the democratically elected government in Burma, or the Treasury Department will not hesitate to take further action. Myanmar is also known as Burma. The sanctions freeze any U.S. assets owned by those blacklisted and generally bars Americans from dealing with them. Merrick Garland has vowed to prioritize combating extremist violence with an initial focus on the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol if he is confirmed as Attorney General in President Joe Biden's administration. Garland also sought to assure lawmakers that the Justice Department would remain politically independent on his watch. He appeared Monday before the Senate Judiciary Committee and is widely expected to sail through his confirmation process with bipartisan support. He says the Attorney General represents the public interest, particularly and specifically as defined by the Constitution and the statutes of the United States. He pledged that he does not plan to be interfered with by anyone. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.